Lord Jesus, we turn our hearts to you.
Amen.
Oh, we do need you. We depend on you. Oh, anoint your word.
Amen.
Anoint our ears.
Amen.
Do speak to us this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Chinese speaking saints,
讲中文的圣徒,
get ready to call on the Lord three times.
准备呼求主名三声.
Amen.
Oh, to Yesu.
Amen.
You know, we have to learn from the Chinese speaking saints.
我们需要从讲中文的圣徒有些学习.
They have a gospel meeting every month.
他们每个月都有福音聚会.
And one day I happened to see Brother Timothy on a Monday.
周一的时候碰见 Timothy 弟兄.
And he showed me a paper with all the new ones, their address and phone number.
他给我看了一张名单，是所有刚刚受浸的弟兄姊妹的姓名、地址和联系方式。
And the brothers were talking who's going to visit who.
弟兄在讲谁会去拜访谁。
The rest of us, we need to learn from them.
其他的我们都需要向这样的情形学习。
So we come to Romans chapter 8, verse 1.
我们来到罗马书八章第一节。
It says, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
那里说,现今那些在基督耶稣里的就没有定罪了。
Then verse 2 explains why.
那么第二节就解释为什么。
For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death.
因为生命之灵的律在基督耶稣里已经释放了我，使我脱离了罪与死的律。
So we need to see that Romans chapter 8 is concerning the law of the Spirit of life.
我们应该看见第八章是讲到生命之灵的律。
And the rest of the chapter explains how the law operates.
其他的章节讲到主怎样，这个律怎样运行在我们里面。
So we need to get into this matter of the law of the Spirit of life.
我们要进入这生命之灵的律。
Actually, for the law of the Spirit of life to happen, God had to go through many processes.
事实上，为了成为赐生命的灵，这位神他必须经过这些过程。
First of all, we see in verse 3.
首先我们看罗马书第三章。
For that which the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of the flesh of sin and concerning sin, condemned sin in the flesh.
律法因肉体而软弱，有所不能的，神既在罪之肉体的样式里，并为着罪，差来自己的儿子，就在肉体中定罪了罪。
Where it says that God sending his own Son in the likeness of the flesh of sin, that refers to incarnation.
那里讲到神在罪之肉体的样式里，差来他的儿子，这里是讲到道成肉身。
And then when it says concerning sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that refers to crucifixion.
那里讲到在肉体中定罪了罪，是讲到在十字架上的定死。
Then verse 11.
11节。
And if the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who indwells you.
然而那叫耶稣从死人中复活者的灵若住在你们里面，那叫基督从死人中复活者的，也必借着他住在你们里面的灵赐生命给你们必死的身体。
So here we see this is the process of resurrection.
Right. 这里我们看到，这是升天的。
And then in verse 34, we don't have it here. We don't need to read it. It talks about Christ is at the right hand of God praying for us. That is ascension.
那里在罗马书34节这上面没有讲到这位主耶稣基督升到神的右边。
Also, Romans chapter 8 reveals the triune God. In verse 2, we have the Spirit of life.
我们有生命之灵。
Then, in verses 2 and 3, we have the Spirit, the Father, and the Son.
然后二三节都提到 父子和圣灵。
Verse 9 and 10 speaks of the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, and Christ.
那下面的一直到七八九节也讲到这位神的灵，耶稣基督的灵。
Verse 11 mentions all three of the triune God, the Spirit, He, which is the Father, who raised Christ Jesus, and Christ the Son.
那十一节也讲到复活者的灵，讲到圣灵，讲到那叫死人中复活者的，就是讲到父，那里讲到叫基督，就是子。
So really, Romans chapter 8 is a chapter on the triune God.
所以罗马书八章也是启示三一神的这一章。
And in verses 1 through 11, we see that after all these processes, the triune God became the life-giving Spirit.
所以1到11节启示这位三一神经过这些过程成为赐生命的灵。
Then in verse 11,
在11节,
we see that He who raised Christ from among the dead gives life to our mortal bodies.
那里讲到，那叫基督从死人中复活者的，也赐生命给我们必死的身体。
Through His Spirit who indwells us.
是借着那住在我们里面的灵。
This Spirit now dwells in our spirit.
现在这灵住在我们灵中。
Actually, the Spirit, the life-giving Spirit, dwells in us to give us life in a threefold way.
那赐生命的灵住在我们里面，赐生命是借着三重的方式。
We see this, first of all, in verse 10.
我们首先看第十节。
In verse 10, it tells us the Spirit is life because of righteousness.
在此节讲到，灵却因义是生命。
Because Christ is in our spirit, our own human spirit is life.
因为基督在我们灵里，所以我们的人的灵就是生命。
Then the next way is found in verse 6.
第二个方式是第六节。
For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace.
心思至于肉体就是死，心思至于灵乃是生命和平安。
Then finally, verse 11.
我们再回到十一节。
Verse 11 tells us that Christ Jesus, who rose from the dead, will also give life to your mortal bodies.
讲到基督从死人中复活，也借着那灵赐生命给我们必死的身体。
So actually, this is a threefold life.
这是三重的生命。
How wonderful if we are in spirit.
是多么美好，如果我们在灵里的话。
I hope our whole being can be life.
我们整个全人都可以是生命。
That sounds too good to be true.
这个是太好了，简直不敢相信。
But it is true.
但是这是真的。
And especially verse 6.
特别是。
Speaks about the mind.
第六节讲到心思。
The mind is the main part of the soul.
心思是魂的主要部分。
If our mind is set on the spirit, it is life and peace.
灵就是生命和平安。
So, we see that we have this law of the spirit of life.
所以我们看到我们有生命之灵的律。
What does it mean, the word law?
那个律这个词是什么意思？
It is something scientific.
是一些科学的名词。
It operates automatically.
它是自动运行。
You know, last Lord's Day, Brother James spoke.
你知道上个主日，见识弟兄讲话。
And he told us it is not when but where.
告诉我们不是什么时候，而是在哪里。
We need to see where does this law operate.
我们要看到这个律在哪里运行。
It operates in our spirit.
它在我们的灵里运行。
Because according to verse 11, the life-giving spirit dwells in our spirit.
根据十一节，那灵乃是住在我们灵里。
And actually, that word dwells comes from, in the Greek, from the word home.
那实际上根据希腊词的原文，住这个词的意思，它原意是家。
We need to allow the life-giving spirit to make his home in our spirit.
我们要让赐生命的灵，在我们的灵里安家。
Then the law operates automatically.
那么主就在我们里面自由的运行，自动的运行。
If I drop this on the earth,
我如果把这个丢在地上
，it falls.
它就自动的丢在降到地上。
But if we're in space, in the space station,
我们在太空站
，this will be floating all over the place.
这个只会到处飘来飘去，不会落下。
So it's not a matter of when, but where.
也是不是关于什么时候，而是关于在哪里。
Actually, in chapter 7.And chapter 8, we have two laws.
实际上在第七章第八章我们讲到两个律。
In chapter 7, verse 21,
在第七章第二十一节
I find then the law with me which wills to do good, that is the evil is present with me.
于是我发现那律与我这愿意为善的人同在，就是那恶与我同在。
Of course, in chapter 7, there's four laws. We don't have time to get into that.
当然，在第七章总共有四个律，但我们现在没有时间进入。
But the point is that these two laws, one is the law of sin.And of death.
我的点是这里两个律，一个是讲到罪与死的律。
Right. In verse 23.
这是第二十二节。
So we have the law of sin and of death, and we have the law of the spirit of life.
我们有罪与死的律，也有生命之灵的律。
Actually, both.Laws refer to a person.
实际上，这两个律都指着两个人，人位。
The law of sin and of death refers to Satan.
罪与死的律是指着撒旦。
And the law of the spirit of life refers to the triune God.
生命之灵的律指着这位三一神。
So we need to be delivered from the law of sin and of death.
我们需要从罪与死的律中得释放。
By the operation of the law of the Spirit of life.
让生命之灵的律自由运行。
Now we need to realize, in order for the law of the spirit of sin and death to be in us, Satan had to get into us.
你知道，如果让罪与死的律住在我们肉体中，那撒旦必须进到我们里面。
Now that doesn't sound very nice.
这个听起来不太好。
But through Adam's fall, Satan was able to get into us.
但借着亚当的堕落，魔鬼撒旦就进到人的里面。
And the law of sin and of death operates automatically.
那么罪与死的律就自由运行了。
Whenever we are not in spirit.
只要我们不在灵中。
Likewise, for the law of the spirit of life to operate in us, God had to get into us.
同样的，要让生命之灵的力在我们里面运行，神必须进到我们里面。
That's why God had to go through all these processes to become the life-giving spirit.
这就是为什么这位神要经过这么多过程，这个过程来成为赐生命的灵。
Maybe we find it difficult to understand how the law operates automatically.
我们也许不太理解这位神怎样自由地在我们里面自动运行。
Actually, our own being operates according to laws.
实际上我们整个人都是照着律来运行。
For instance, we have the matter of breathing. No one has to say, oh, it's time to breathe.
Great 是什么？呼吸。我每个人都需要都需要呼吸。对不起，听到没有？
We breathe automatically.
这是自动的。
Likewise, with what we eat, we digest. We don't have to say, oh, now it's time to digest.
我们也自动的，食物在我们里面消化，它也是自动运行。
So, we need to realize that the law of the spirit of sin and death operates automatically because we don't need to learn to lie.
因为罪与死的律在我们里面自动运行，比如说我们不需要学习怎么撒谎。
And nobody studied in the school of sin.
没有人在罪的学校里上学。
Even the babies,
甚至是婴孩
know how to be sinful.
怎样成为一个罪人？
So really, this is something we need to realize that it is automatic.
所以我们必须认识到这是自动的事情。
We're not in spirit, we sin.
我们不在灵里，我们就犯罪。
Because the law of sin and of death is in us.
因为罪与死的律在我们里面。
We use the illustration of electricity.
我们经常用电来做比喻。
When you have electricity installed in your home,
当你有电装在你家里的时候，
you don't call the power plant and say, "And I need to start the air conditioning."
你不需要给电厂打电话说我需要开空调。
Since the electricity is installed in you,All you have to do is flick the switch.
甚至因为电已经安装在你家里，你只需要打开开关。
So we need to realize this is what we need.
我们需要认识这是我们需要的。
We need to be in spirit.
我们需要在灵里。
Then the law operates automatically.
那么主就在我们里面自动运行。
Then we just enjoy and be at peace.
我们就是享受 然后有平安。
Even if we get out of the Spirit, we can call on the Lord.
即使我们不在灵中，我们也可以呼求他的名。
And to me, it helps me to call in a different way.
对于我来说，不同的方式呼求主的名。
Oh Lord Jesus, I love you.
哦，主耶稣，我爱你。
Right away, my heart is turned to the Lord.
我的心立刻转向主。
Since the Lord is the Spirit, is the law of the Spirit of life, we need to seek the Lord.
主是生命的灵，我们需要寻求主。
We need to fellowship with the Lord.
我们需要与主有交通。
But suppose that our heart is cold.
假设我们的心是冷的。
And we're totally indifferent.
我们就是完全是冷漠的。
The Spirit can't do anything.
那么神的灵不能做任何事情。
That's why it tells us on Ephesians 3:17, the first part of the verse.
这就是以弗所书第三章第十七节。
That Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith.
那么基督借着信安家在你们心里。
If Christ makes his home in our hearts through faith, the law operates.
如果基督借着信安家在我们心里，主就在我们里面运行。
If our heart is not open, then the Spirit is imprisoned in our heart.
如果我们的心不敞开，那灵就在生命之灵就被困在我们里面。
And Proverbs 4:23 tells us.
在箴言四章二十三节告诉我们。
That we need to keep our heart with all vigilance.
要切切保守我们的心。
For from it are the issues of life.
因为生命的果效发自于心。
So we need to see how important our heart is.
我们要看到我们的心是多么的重要。
Loving the Lord is not a small thing.
爱主不是一件小事。
So we need to see also that we need to switch on this law of the Spirit of life.
我们需要打开生命之灵的力的开关。
And then we will really have the law operate in us.
那我们就真的有神在有主在我们里面运行。
So there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus because the law of the Spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and of death.
但如今在基督耶稣里就没有定罪了，因为生命之灵的律释放我们脱离罪与死的律。
So we need to see that it is not when but where.
我们需要看见不是什么，不是什么时候，而是在哪里。
I believe by now we are clear where.
那到目前为止，我们就很清楚在哪里。
In our spirit, with an open heart.
在我们的灵里，一个敞开的心。
So, also sometimes we see a brother or a sister, and.They're not doing so well. We may counsel them, turn to your spirit.
我们有时候看到一个弟兄或姊妹情形不好，我们也许会建议他要转到灵里。
But there's a better way. Remain in your spirit.
但有一个更好的方式，就是维持在你的灵里。
But I have found there is one difficulty.And that is concerning our speaking.
我发现有另外一个难处，就是关于我们的讲话。
Sometimes you are not thinking, you're not doing anything, the word comes out.
有时候你根本没想到你要做什么，但是你的话先出去了。
So we need to be exercised.
我们需要操练。
Once the word is out, you can't call it back.
话一出就无法收回。
So we need to overcome the flesh in our speaking.
我们需要在讲话的这事上操练我们的肉体。
And that brings us to Ephesians 4:15.
这是以弗所书第四章第十五节。
But holding to truth in love, we may grow up into Him in all things, who is the head, Christ.
为着爱里持守的真实，我们就得以在一切事上长到他，就是元首基督里面。
We all decide to grow in the life of the Lord.
我们都决定要在生命之灵的律中成长。
But in this verse, it tells us to grow up into Him in all things. Who is the head, Christ?
但是这一节告诉我们得以在一切事上长到他，就是元首基督里面。
So our growing into the Lord is to grow into Christ, who is the head.
我们长到基督里，就是长到元首基督里面。
This means our growth should be in the body.
这表含是我们的成长必须是在身体里。
And our growth should be for the body.
而且我们的成长是为着身体。
So we can build up the body.
所以这样我们就可以把身体建造起来。
To grow into Christ who is the head means we only care for Christ and the church.
长到元首基督里面意思是说我们只关心基督与教会。
Why do we say Christ and the church?
为什么说是基督与教会?
Because this verse tells us to hold the truth, hold to truth in love.
因为这里特别讲到要在爱里持守真实。
Here this word truth does not mean what is not a lie.
这里讲真实并不是说不撒谎。
This word truth means what is real.
这里讲真实是讲什么是真的。
It can also be translated as reality.
也可以翻译成实际。
Actually, the one thing that's real is Christ and the church.
是基督和教会是实际。
So by holding to truth in love, we may grow up into Christ who is the head.
所以在爱里持守真实，我们就可以长到元首基督里面。
So, this should be our desire to grow in Christ in the head.
这是我们的心愿，要长到元首基督里面。
Then, in verse 16, it tells us, out from whom all the body.Being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply and through the operation in the measure of each one part causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
十六节讲到本于他全身借着每一丰富供应的节并借着每一部分一起度量而有的功用得以联络在一起并结合在一起并要身体渐渐长大以致在爱里把自己建造起来。
Actually, we need to realize verse 16 is a continuation of verse 15. It's a head Christ out from whom the body grows.
我们要认识到十六节是十五节的延续，下面讲到是是借着每一部分一起度量而有的功用。
So if we grow in Christ who is the head, we have something to share from Christ who is the head.
我们如果长到元首基督里面，我们就有从耶稣基督来的来供应啊、分享给别人。
And in this verse, it talks about each one part.
这里在这里经节讲的每一部分。
That is all of us.
这就是指我们每一个人。
So we praise the Lord that we can grow up into the head.
所以赞美主，我们可以长到元首基督里面。
So that the church can be built up.
也是教会被建造起来。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord for the law of the Spirit of life.
赞美主为的是生命之灵的律。
I enjoyed one point our brother shared.
我很享受弟兄讲的一点。
This works automatically.
这个是自动运行。
This law is spontaneous.
这个是自发的，在我们里面运行。
If we take care of turning to our spirit.
如果我们只要关心怎样转到灵里，
setting our mind on the spirit,
把心思置于灵。
I think our brother mentioned remaining in our spirit.
就弟兄讲的维持在灵中。
This law works automatically.
这个生命之灵的律就自动运行。
Sin and death have no power.
死与罪没有任何的能力。
Temptation means nothing.
试诱也没有任何作用。
It's only when we come out of our spirit.
只有当我们离开灵里，
only when we set the mind on the flesh,
当我们在心思置于肉体，
then overcoming can never happen. It's defeat is automatic.
我们就没有办法得胜，也没有办法击败仇敌。
And sin comes automatically.
那么罪就自动进来。
I enjoyed a little phrase from the perfecting training we had to read in the expanded morning watch this week.
我很享受在晨间训练里的一句话。
If we would remain in prayer and in the Lord's presence, everything is wonderful.
我们如果在主的同在里，维持在与他的祷告交通里，那一切都是顺的。
But my experience is, I get into the Spirit. I'm enjoying this verse.
我的经历是我得到这个经节，我很享受这个经节。
And then I start to think, what am I going to do?
那我就开始想我该做什么。
Maybe I think, how am I going to share this on the Lord's day?
那我就想，我应该怎样分享这一节呢？
Or I want to do something for the Lord.
我想为主做些事情。
Even that gets me out.
甚至这样一个想法都让我们
into my own flesh, trying to do something.
站在肉体里而不在灵中。
So we just need to remain.
我们只需要维持在灵中。
And this law operates automatically.
这个律就自动运行。
A couple of announcements. We will stay together for the prophesying time so the brothers can set up the microphones. We will sing hymn 540 before we start the prophesying. And we want to mention to the saints to pick up their morning watch. We will continue in the middle section of Romans 8 this week. And then we will have lunch together at the end. The sisters and brothers have prepared a lunch downstairs.
今天准备有午餐。
We're happy 2 weeks in a row with the Fleshing Saints. Amen.
我们很高兴看到弗拉森的弟兄姊妹在这里。
And many of you know there is an international Chinese speaking conference going on in Taipei.
许多人知道在台北有国际华语新春特会。
Yesterday afternoon we saw message one here on the video.
昨天晚上我们在这里看到第一篇信息，就是录影信息。
And then this afternoon at about 2 o'clock we will see message two. If you'd like to stay, you're welcome to stay.
2 o'clock?
Yeah.
Around
after lunchtime, whatever that is.
这个今天午餐之后大概2点钟我们会看第二篇信息的录影。
The video will be in Chinese.
录影是中文。
And we English speakers will get translation, praise the Lord.
但是讲英文的会 得到翻译。
If you've never experienced getting translation, I encourage you stay and get some.
也希望你能留下。
You will appreciate the translators very much.
你会感激这个翻译者。
Let's sing hymn 540.
我们一起唱诗歌540首，中文是。